Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Cecil Thax, beginning the 2003 diary reading, but, Jesus. Come on.
Why?
I can only apologise for this, ladies and gentlemen, excuse me.
What do you want?
Sit down, what are you doing?
Sit down over here, no, it's not the microphone.
Why have you been drinking so much?
Oh, well, I'm married now, Cecil. My digital wife's been getting on my back.
Bloody
keeps
hell.
Telling me about the weather every morning when she wakes me up at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
I don't know why she does. Someone's programmed her. Don't know who's behind it. So I've been having a booze or two.
Why?
Depressed and married.
Oh,
like
Paul.
A sad clown that sad who's got us.
You're right, Paul.
I'm alright.
Yes.
What?
What you been drinking?
I've been drinking Casillero del Diablo.
My red wine, Paul.
I've had half a bottle. Jesus, I've had half a bottle, Cecil.
I'm saving that.
So terrific. I'm just gonna have some more.
You're drinking that far? Stupid.
It's a red Cabernet Sauvignon.
I know it is.
From Chile in 2017.
Me and your mother were saving that. Paul.
For those interested. What does it say? I can't read it.
Bloody
spinach hell. Smell.
Paul.
Cecil, what does that say? I can't read it.
Shake it up. What is it? Oh my God, my God. It's a smooth, full-bodied Cabernet Sauvignon.
Is it? What?
Black cherry flavours. Can you get black cherry flavours? Paul, have a swig now.
Am I right?
Can you get hints of black cherry?
Hang on.
You know, accompanied by hints of coffee and dark chocolate. Do you get dark chocolate, Paul?
No.
It's a great choice with red meats. Herby dishes. Oh, mature cheeses.
I'm not getting any of that, Cecil.
I'll have a little bit and see what it
tastes
like.
Hey, that's my wine.
I'll smell it first. And the smell.
What does it smell of?
It smells like rotten meat. Is that normal?
Rotten meat, Cecil. It's smelling like that, though. Cecil.
It doesn't smell like black cherries, dark chocolate, or... coffee and the taste.
Don't drink it all, Cecil.
Oh,
Cecil.
You're supposed to spit it out, Paul.
Not in my face.
Well,
dirty bastard, that's gone in my eyeball.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Cecil. Oh, right under my glasses.
Well, I thought you were supposed to spit wine out after you drink
it. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It's Saturday the 19th of January.
We've
still got lots of Christmas boozes. A boozes and a choosers. We've got some Advocare here as well.
It's mine,
just the last little sweets of Advocare.
Yes.
I might have that later. But that's not my worry for Paul's boozy corner. We're here for my diary reading, aren't we?
Yes, we are, Paul.
Cecil, Cecil.
What?
Give him a recap of what happened last week. Well, you're gonna have a little nap till I'm needed.
Right. Paul, you are aware that you have to do a reading. You have to read a week's worth of diary entries. You can't do it when you're this intoxicated.
Just do it once, Cecil. I just can't come out.
Right, well, if you remember, dear listener, last week Paul had forgotten his memories. All of them just gone, wiped out like a bad episode of Neighbours that you can't remember. You watched it from years and years and years, but can you recall a single episode? No, you can. You can remember Jared Rebecca, of course, Toadfish, everybody knows Toadfish. But you can't remember the rest of Neighbours. What happened? I remember Madge. I used to have a thing for Madge from Neighbours. Never mind any of that. Last week, Paul had forgotten his memory, and at the end of the week, he thought that me and Margaret were playing a terrible trick on him, just because we were trying to mould him into the chap we thought we wanted him to be, by pretending he wasn't in a band, and he didn't have any friends, and he just liked to cook and clean every day like he was our own personal house wife or a maid. But Paul found deception, and he tied me and Margaret up with a bargain hunt garden hose that we bought off QVC. It was a normal garden hose, but it had lots of pictures of Ricky Dickie Davidson and Tim Wannacott embossed all down the hose. It was very powerful, but broke after Paul tied his friend up. I say it, friend, it was a snowman, really. Anyway, Paul, if you would like to begin the reading. 21st of January, Paul. Come on, wake up.
I'm like John Gill. Ow, don't you?
21st of January.
I'm sure if Sir John Gielgud was drunk and then he had to come on and do a performance of Hamlet or something, he'd be able to turn it on.
Yes.
So I'm just going to turn it on, Cecil. Yeah. 21st of January, read it out to me again and I'll just go.
You're not. 21st of January. No. 21st of January.
20. 3, 2, 1. Go, Cecil.
21st of January.
Right, I've got Margaret and Cecil tied up in the kitchen. They won't talk, or, you know, when they do, they're feeding me disinformation. They still claim I'm 24 years old and a chubby lad who lives with his parents so that he can just do the cleaning up and do the cooking and do the shopping for a living.
Yes.
No, that sort of bullshit. You know, I'm going to go out to Argos and buy one of those cheap lie detector machines you can get. I've seen them. Argos, page 153. Eh?
Oh, Paul.
Sorry, listeners, but... Did you hear that?
What's going on with your telephone?
I said Argos.
Argos?
That's bizarre. My phone went off as if I'd activated the voice activation system.
Yes.
How bizarre. This is not in the diary. This is me in real life now. I didn't even think I had voice activation on my phone. You know, like a Siri or some kind of digital assistant.
I do, Paul.
How queer. I'm going to do that again. I'm going to read that paragraph again and see what sets it off. Let's listen, do. This is intriguing and very exciting to me. Right.
Yes.
Cecil, 21st of January, please.
21st of January.
Thank you. I have Cecil and Margaret tied up in the kitchen. They won't talk, and when I do, they feed me disinformation. They still claim I'm a 24-year-old chubby lad who lives with his parents so that he can clean up, do the cooking, and shopping for a living. Oh, no. Utter rubbish. So I'm going to buy one of those cheap lie detector machines that you can get from Argos. Page 153. I didn't set it off. How bizarre. Anyway, back to the diary. I'm going to buy one of those cheap lie detector machines you can get from in Argos. Page 153, item number 273/3933, 1999, as of 2003, don't exist anymore. Right, I'm going out to buy that now. I'll be back in a minute. Badger diary. I'm back, dear diary. I have it, and I've asked Cecil and Margaret questions, and here is the conversation we had. So, Cecil and Margaret... Question number one.
What?
Am I your son?
Yes.
No. correct. Question number two. Do I live here in Cristela?
Yes, unfortunately.
Yes, you do, pal.
I knew it. Right. Question number three.
Let me out.
Do I do all the chores normally?
No.
No, you don't, you fat bastard. You lazy shit. What you are.
I absolutely knew that. I thought of it. Question number four. Have I got a sexy girlfriend?
No, that was
no,
stupid.
You don't, Paul, no.
Question number five. If I was tickled, would I react violently?
Paul, nobody touches your body for any reason. It's repulsive.
Sorry, dear diary. There was a lot more questions, but I won't bore you with them, dear diary. I asked them where my old stuff was, but... Margaret wouldn't talk, and Cecil said he didn't know, and that was the truth.
22nd of January.
Oh, Cecil. You sound very mortal in there. Well, you're a little busy boy.
I'm in my face, Paul. Yes, I'm fine. It's just Christmas has gone now. It's sad. I'm sad, a little bit depressed, and I've got seasonal affective disorder. Because it's bleak outside, isn't it, Paul?
It's not bleak, it's just trying to snow, but it won't settle. Calm down.
Yes, I know there's no snow, but you know. What can you do if there's no snow?
Just get on with life.
Just have to get on with it. And I'm trying my best, Paul. Right. Trying my best.
Try harder, Cecil.
22nd of January, please. Do the reading.
Yeah, okay. 22nd of January. I've got it. I won't feed them and tell me where my stuff is. You know, they're not real anyway. It's all pretend, this and shit. Well. They won't tell me what's going on or what's happening. Well, Margaret won't anyway. Cecil keeps... He's desperate to tell me the truth. But, you know, you can see how powerful he knew.
Come on, Paul. Take your time.
It's just not real, is it? None of this. It's all a weird, vivid nightmare. I'm in a coma somewhere. I must be. Everything I've been told's a lie. But Margaret's holding out on me. I've got to break her. I've got to. You know, Cecil knows I'm a powerful, chubby cherub. And I could break him at any time. He's a weak twig. But Margaret's... So, if my life is a game, a computery game, then, well, what's the point of it, eh? I bet it's dark and riddled with plot twists. I do hope it's not weak, like a Steven Seagal film.
Oh.
You know, I want it to be more like a Jean-Claude Van Damme film. You know, Steven Seagal's the low end of it, and Jean-Claude Van Damme's the high end of all action films. I think that's what my life probably is. Eh? That dates it, doesn't it, Cecil?
Yes, it does.
What would you use now? Oh. We don't really have action films anymore, do they?
Keanu Reeves in...
What kind of action films do you have?
John Wick, supposedly. They're just more shooty.
Exactly.
Yeah, shit, are they? You don't really have kicky-punchy films anymore, do they? Anyway, never mind that. Let's get back to the diary reading, Paul, please. 23rd of January.
I still have my two little prisoners. Till they tell me where my stuff is. Till they tell me, who this chubby Paul Thacks is. I'm not going to entire them. They get a toilet break every 3 hours. And by this I mean I put a tray of cat litter under their gussets. Cecil's taken to it quite well, actually. Margaret refuses to let her waste... drop. So far, anyway, but it's just a matter of time, isn't it? I've started to feed them. I gave Mum raw tripe and mustard, and I gave Cecil a nice garden salad that was in the fridge. Disgusting food, but neither of them are cracking. I must find something to make them break their will. Bingo! Eureka! Excelsior, etc. Mum's cracked. What made her crack? Well, I was going to feed her a slice of bread with butter on it from the fridge, and she utterly refused to eat it. You know, she said, so I'm there now. This is where I am with my little dictaphone. Oh, it's all there behind the poster. So many boxes, so many magical things to see. A couple of spiders, some dust and some insulation, but what's this? What's this? 200 guitar shops. Oh, let's have a listen to 200 guitar shops. Huh, it's me and Cecil. Oh, now then, hey, what's this album here? This music album called Adeptually Challenged. Oof, that don't make any sense. Let's have a listen. Oof, it's rubbish. Now then, a day and a half in the life of Paul Thacks. What's that? That's probably going to spark some memories, isn't it? What's this? An old tape of yours truly, Paul Thax, playing blind date with some women. Going out with the hairdresser. Eh? None of this brings back any memories. They must have made it all up. Right, that's it, dear diary. Let's go. Well, I can just say, well, what an evening that's been. After I found my stuff, I walked down to Mum and Dad to find out, you know, what the tape and things were all about. 500 guitar shops were selling out. But Mummy and Daddy had escaped. You know, I walked into the kitchen and then I got jumped on by a very sprightly 74-year-old. Then Mum got on top of me and just started pummeling me about the face. We all writhed, three in twine, wriggling this way and that, swaying back and forth. And then I fell onto the fridge and I hit it hard. Mum and Dad jumped on my back and dazed and confused, I stood swaying while the fridge rocked and then it finally crunched atop me. I could feel an immense cold surge rushing through my body. Looking around, I could see a cold light enveloping my entire torso. There was no pain. Oh, I must be dead, I thought. But looking down further, I could see my man boobs. They'd got all food all over them. Then, moving my hands about, I felt great coldness on my lower body. A great familiar oiliness. A familiar coldness. Which then started to grow in warmth. Just as I did. I lay on my back with this warm, strange, oily coldness. And then memories came rushing up to meet me. Butter. Butter. Talking about butter. Playing songs about butter. Being in a band. Trying to write another song about butter. Rocking my socks off at the seafront arcade. Busking for butter money. Playing in the arcades. Playing snakes and adders with Mum and Dad. Playing with butter. Talking on a telephone. Talking on a telephone about the properties of I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. And in a white blinding light, all my memories burst forth into my mind, like some kind of matrix being connected back up to my dura oblongata, or whatever, my hypothalamus something. A thousand memories bursting into my brain all at once. Christmas, advent calendars, butter, round head, round body, blubber man. Thinking about being in the Bundesbank. Then the bright, brilliant light disappeared from me and I felt the coldness dissipate from my body. The fridge had been lifted off me and I saw the fat, wrinkling faces of Mum and Dad peering down at me. Oh, I was on the kitchen floor on my back with just chicken grease smeared on my tits, butter all about my groin. And my hands, unbeknownst to me, just fucking going at myself. Can't believe it. Just having the way with them here. And you know what?
All right, Paul. Right.
Yes.
So you've got your memories back in the diary, is that right?
That's right, it says hell yeah. That's right.
Well, 26th of January.
Today I've spent the day apologising to Mum and Dad for going a bit mad and trying to, you know, tie them up and all that shit. Oof. To say I was sorry, I polished the mantelpiece and then I went and sat in my room and thought about what I did. I spoke to Teddy Watkins about it and he said I was probably justified in being a bit weird. You know, they were trying to manipulate me, weren't they?
Oh,
and I thought, no, you're right, Teddy Watkins. I am justified They're going to mess with your mind, then your mind's going to be messed with, and it's going to make you do peculiar things, isn't it? Eh? Weird. So, Sodom. It's their own fault, isn't it? Not me. And then I just spent the rest of the evening vigorously looking at Littlewood's catalogues.
27th of January. Yes.
Bastards.
Oh.
I'm not talking to Mum and Dad. They had the nerve to tell me off for what I did with the garden hose and tying him up. Bloody... They lied to me for ages. And, you know, and tried to change who I was. Trying to change Chunky Paul Thacks. Well, that's not on, is it? Well, I tell you that this round boy isn't for learning any new tricks for no one. So sod that. And I also, when I was on the radio, I told my listeners off for not, you know, telling me what was going on. They all played along, the nasty bastards. They should have told me about my true self, shouldn't they? The dirty shits. And that's all she wrote, as we say. That could be a new catchphrase for every diary reading, couldn't it, Cecil, when we get to the end? Because they are quite short, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
What do you want to do now, Cecil?
I don't. What are you typing, Paul? What are you doing? You're playing
right,
Minecraft.
This day in history. What happened? Nothing. Nothing happened on this day in history.
Oh.
Try again. Come on, refresh it. The web page is not responding.
Right.
Oh, the Iran hostage crisis ends. Ronald McDonald. Reagan. Some bullshit happened. I don't care what number. I'm bothered, Cecil. Oh, this wine's beauty. I'm just going to have another swig. It's just pure... I'm sorry. It's pure beauty. Oh. Mm.
You shouldn't be drinking so much, Paul. Stop it now. Paul, what are you... Stop it. It's not... It's not fruit juice, Paul.
You talk, Cecil.
Idiot. You're actually asleep now. Right, Cecil's platform to chat. Now, I've seen a lot in the news about Brexit recently, and I've been listening to both sides of the argument, and I think I can see a way out of this. Maybe if the politicians will listen. I've heard talk of... Obviously, you've got hard Brexit. But I've heard talk of a hard Remain, whereby you get completely absorbed by Europe. You become French, essentially. And I think I would like that. Do away with the Queen. I'd certainly like to do something with the Queen, not necessarily away with her. She's a very vivacious old lady. But I'm a very vivacious old man, yes. I definitely could with the Queen, I think. I think she's just erotic enough. Use the crown in certain ways. So yes, and we would be absorbed by Europe. I think that we'd go well. I don't think anyone would object to that. So that's my proposition, please. I like to call it Cecil's Proposition 1. Well, technically it's Cecil's Proposition 2 after a proposition to my wife about 17 years ago. I gave her a proposition. I can still feel where she slapped me on my face so very hard. I'm just a bit too bawdy for her. Anyway, I think... Yep, it's fast asleep. I bid you farewell, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope you listen to the Dear Diary podcast every week. Obviously I do, but I hope you tune in next week, where Paul will be reading the story of the... He'll be reading the story of the time, well, the week, when, little sneak peek. Excuse me, I've got a bit of phlegm. It's been a little bit chilly, we've had some cold weather. Paul will be reading the story of, absolutely nothing, because it's I mean, I could read next week's diary podcast now. It would take me 3 seconds. Most of his entries are just touched butter. Disgusting. We'll have to come up with something else for next week. In the meantime, toodaloo. Yes. Gentle enough, wasn't it, Paul? So gentle.